So I know that you're in a series at the moment about prayer. And 2 weeks, Danny came and spoke at Central about prayer and making CLC a house of prayer, a place of prayer. And I'm going to be carrying on with the theme this morning. And it's something that the elders, as we've been getting together, we felt God put on our heart very much about the need to pray, the necessity to pray together, to seek God, and to fast and pray. So we're taking every Monday to fast and pray for you guys, for the church, for breakthrough, to see his church advance, and just highlighting that place of prayer, of that much-needed place of prayer. It's been exciting as well in Horsham to see what God's been doing amongst the churches and the church leaders. And even just over the last 2 or 3 months, church leaders have been coming together with no other agenda but just to pray for our town and to pray for our churches. And it's been amazing to see relationships restored between churches where there's been suspicion or there's been a breakdown in relationships. People walking physically across the room to hug other church leaders and just say, I'm sorry, and just to say, I'm so excited about what God is doing. That's the power that prayer has. And the church leaders have been coming together, and we said, we just want to give time for God to move. And this isn't about working towards an event. This isn't about creating something. This is just about us praying together and giving a place of worship and elevation of God. And if God says stay in that place, then we're going to stay in that place. We're not going to move on to something else because it feels that we should be doing an event or doing something. Actually, no, we want to stay in that place of prayer and seeking God and letting God deal with our hearts. And there's 32 churches in Horsham. It's amazing what God has done over the years. But all the church leaders are saying something is happening. Something special is happening. God is moving. And we did come together for a joint service at Kingdom Faith. And just a time of prayer, not elevating one church. Actually, God spoke to one of the church leaders and said, if you are going to get involved in this movement, in this move of my spirit, and every other church in the town gets blessed, but your church doesn't grow, how would you respond? And the guy had to kind of do some real soul searching. And he said, actually, Lord, before you, I want to say that I'll be thrilled if all the other, some other churches, you know, get filled because of people getting saved and people coming into your kingdom. Even if it means that nothing happens in mine, let your kingdom, it's about your kingdom. It's about establishing your glory, your work, your bride in this town. Let your kingdom advance. And so God's doing a work in the hearts and the attitudes of the church leaders in town, which is actually working out in terms of kind of what we're just seeing happening. Leaders getting together, praying for one another. So prayer is powerful. It's not just a quick, you know, just we're going to sling a couple of requests to God and then I'm out the door. It's powerful what God is doing. And this isn't something that we're looking back at 20 years ago. It's happening right now in Horsham. So I'm sure that you will hear more about that as well. I'm already 6 minutes in and I haven't even started yet. So, yes. So what is prayer? This isn't a trick question. Guys, come on, tell me. What does prayer mean to you? Conversation with God, communicating with God. Okay, this. Come on, the side of unbelief. Come on. What does prayer mean to you? I'm not trying to catch you out. Any other thoughts? Okay. I think in some ways, although we may not be able to vocalize it, it's something that we think, yeah, actually that is an easy question to answer. And I think if I'm asked about what is prayer, then I would say, I think it's about me praying, bringing my requests to God, bringing my petitions to him. It's me vocalizing my needs, the issues, and then the issues of others. But what I've come to talk about this morning is actually the equal part in prayer is the practice of listening to what God has to say. Because I think sometimes we can think that prayer is me coming with my list, and are you ready, God? Because here comes the machine gun. And I'll give it for 5-10 minutes, and then I've done my bit, and I walk out the door. And there can be a sense of God's like, hey, I just wanted to say something to you. But we can be so quick to move on to the next thing, to the next activity. I've done my Bible in a year. I've done my 7 minutes that I've allotted to God, and I'm out the door. I'm on to the next thing. And I think sometimes there is a sense, God wants, but I wanted to speak to you because you're my child, because I love you, because we're in friendship, we're in relationship. I want to speak to you. And I think that's an aspect of prayer that we often miss out on. It's just something I want to just look and explore a little bit today. So Ecclesiastes 5 verse 2 says, do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven. You are on the earth. So let your words be few. God's in heaven. We're on the earth. Let your words. He is God. We are not. Let him speak. And, you know, this God who is alive, is he alive? He is alive. This side is still giving me something. This side, I'm going to work on you lot. I really am. He's alive, isn't he? It's amazing. This Savior, this King that we've been worshiping, this God who is forgiving, is merciful, his Savior, this God who is alive. We, as Christians, we believe that God is alive. We're not worshiping a statue. We're not worshiping a philosophy. We are involved in a relationship with a God who is alive. And if he is alive, he speaks. Everybody can say, wow. How awesome is that? He speaks. So if I'm going to put a title on the message today, it's listening prayer. Revelation 3, verse 20, we all know this. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody hears my voice and opens the door, I'll come in and eat with him and he with me. If anybody hears, wow, that's really interesting. You know, time and time and time again in the Bible, it talks about he that has ears to hear, let him hear. And there's a difference between just having ears and having ears to hear. Spiritual ears to hear. And so God this morning is not condemning you, he's just encouraging you that he wants to speak to you because he loves every single one of you, whether you feel like it or not, whether you recognize it or not, whether you feel you're worthy or not. God loves you. You're his child, and God is speaking all the time. I remember many, many years back going to a conference, and they were talking about hearing the voice of God. And I remember, and this is just showing you how old I am now, because but if you have a radio, and back in the day before it was digital radios, and you just press a button and it just happened. But you used to have to turn the dial. Does anybody remember that? Please, somebody. Yes. And they were saying it's like God is speaking all the time. All the time he's speaking. He's speaking. He's communicating, he's reaching out to us. And but our part is just to, oh yeah, I got it. I can hear, just to tune in. Because why? Because he's speaking. He's alive. He's speaking. He wants to speak to you. He wants to instruct you. He wants to lead you. He wants to guide you. He wants to speak sometimes words of love. Sometimes he wants to speak words of correction. Sometimes he wants to speak words of direction to you. He's speaking all the time. But will we tune in? So I think in terms of prayer, you're looking at prayer. We're also looking at prayer in Central. We're looking at different aspects of prayer. So don't just think of prayer as talking to God Think of it also as God wanting to have that time to talk to you. I love the story of Samuel, and it was one of those stories that really just captured my heart and imagination when I was young. And Eli and Samuel, and you know the story, and you know it's what's that voice? And you know it was brilliant. God can speak to a young boy. I was like, yes, I want God to speak to me like that. And but I haven't got these scriptures, but all the way through 1 Samuel 8, 1 Samuel 9, 16, there's stories of how Samuel communicated with God and how God spoke to him, gave him direction. And you see that all the way through the Bible. These great leaders, these great men of God that were really used, not only spoke to God, but they listened, they heard, they received the word, and they obeyed. And as I was saying, God wants to speak words of encouragement, strength, correction, words for others. You know, sometimes when we're praying and a word or somebody comes to mind, or a feeling or impression about somebody, what's that? Is that God speaking? Yeah, it is God speaking. That's one from this side. Yes, that is God's. Can God speak in an audible voice if he wanted to? Yes, he could. Generally, he doesn't tend to talk in an audible voice.
Dave, my son.
But he could, because that's the nature of God, because God can do anything. But generally, he speaks to us through the word, and he speaks to us through other people as well. He can speak through us through creation, through a whole variety of different ways. But God is speaking all of the time. God is speaking constantly, all the time. And so, Romans 8 verse 14 says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God." And for us as believers, we operate, God is Spirit. We operate in that realm where we tune into God, we listen to him, we're moved by his Spirit. So when God puts somebody on your heart, somebody pops into your mind, guys, pick up the phone and ring that person and say to them, just been praying today, just been praying for you, and just thought I would call you and encourage you. What's the worst that can happen? Why are you calling me? I don't want anybody to call me and encourage me. No one's going to say that. They say, wow, you're praying for me. And, actually God put you on my heart. Wow, God's even thinking about me. That's amazing. This is how we encourage one another. Is that God speaking? Yes, it is. That's as much God speaking as hearing an audible voice. So when God speaks, can I encourage you? And, let's be honest. We've all sat in meetings and listened to hundreds, if not thousands, of messages and sermons. Yes? There was a lot of yes from this side that time. They're like, yeah, amen to that. We have. Oh, another one. So I want to just encourage you to put this into practice. Don't let this just be another message that you hear and you just say, yeah, that was, it was okay. And then you just walk out and get on with the rest. Put this into practice. Take time to hear God speak. And when he speaks, respond to what he's saying. And be led and guided by him. What a beautiful way to live. And, we can listen to all kinds of voices. There's all kinds of voices in the world. There's all kinds of voices out there. Yes. And but often the voice that we hear that isn't God's voice will say, I'll never amount to anything. I'll never break this habit. I really can't grow anymore in my Christian life. Things will never change. Things will never get better. God always seems distant. That's the voice of the enemy and the voice of this world. But, when we hear the voice of God speak to us, he's always encouraging. He's always upbuilding. He's always centering us again on Jesus and his plans and purposes for us and the victory of Jesus. And it's always so completely different in its content than it is than, well, obviously that the world or our own inadequacies speak to us. When we hear the voice of God, it's incredible, it's exciting, it's uplifting, and it's so encouraging and exciting to hear God speak. Philippians 4 verse says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Pray about everything. I'm going to go deep here. Pray about everything. 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 You mean everything. And surely it doesn't mean everything. No, pray about everything. Pray about everything. So let me ask a question. Do we do that? I don't think I always do that. I'm actually on a journey at the moment, and as a church leader, as a disciple of Jesus, as a saint, as a Christian, you know, I'm growing in my relationship with God just as much as every single one of you is. I want to break into new areas, and I'm saying, God, how can I pray about everything? But I'm trying to pray about everything, because that's what it says there. It doesn't say just pray about the big things. Just doesn't say pray about money. Doesn't say just pray about relationships. It says pray about everything. And do you know what we do when we pray about everything? We bring God into the mess of our life, and we center everything that is going on in our lives around our relationship with God. So every fear, every worry, every decision, every concern I have, I'm now what? I'm not worrying about it. I'm guess what I'm doing? Praying about it. Wow! It's not just me on my own anymore. It's me and God. And if it's me and God going into the world, then actually I'm going to see something beautiful happening. You know, when I was thinking about pray about everything, then I started to think about friendship with God. You know, in John 15, verse 15, it says, I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I have learned from my Father, I've made known to you. You know, God, well, Jesus is Lord, his master, his creator, his sovereign. He's powerful. He's to be feared in one sense because of the majesty and the power and the place that he holds. But on the other hand, this is almost mind blowing. On the other hand, he is a friend. Now, here, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm not saying, you know, that we just are blasé in terms of our relationship with God. You know, hi Jesus, give me a high five. Just you and me, we're hanging together. But he's Lord, he's master, he's sovereign, he's powerful. But the Bible says that he is also our friend, which is incredible. So actually, I can have a relationship with God that is not just I'm coming on a Sunday or just every time I meet with God, it has to be a formal meeting that I've organized with God, that I come with an agenda. Because I don't do that with my friends. I don't know about you, but that would be really sad. If you did that with your friends, sent them an agenda. This is our coffee meeting agenda. And I'd like to go through these points and then any other business. We don't do that, do we? It's just that we're in a relationship. We have friendship. And the wonder of what it is to have a relationship with God is that we have a friendship with him, but we can talk and communicate with him. Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, our very present help in time of trouble. So he's all powerful. Yes. Is there anything that's too difficult for him? Nothing is. Matthew 19, verse 26. Jack's just going for it now. With man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. So there's nothing that is too difficult for him. And there is no topic that is off limits to praying about God or praying to him. No detail that we pray to him that is insignificant. And so when we come to pray and we bring our requests, can I ask you, don't rush on to the next activity of the day. I don't know what type of devotion that you have. Some people, they have a quiet time. So they get their Bible, get their journal, and they pray. And they have their quiet. Some people, they have a loud time. Walking and praying and shouting and dancing, and they have a loud time. But if you have a quiet, you know what I'm saying, a quiet time or a loud time or whatever, however your time with God looks like, and if you're not having a time with God, guys, I encourage you to make that a priority. But whatever your time with God looks like, make time to listen. Even if that means cutting down a little bit of the time that you would normally, say that you allocate 15 minutes a day. Cut that down to 10 minutes and then make sure, and then take that 5 minutes to listen, to be quiet. Not rushing on to the next. So easy, isn't it, just to rush on to the next thing. I've done it, and I'm on to the next activity. But I think it's important that we take time to hear God speak to us. It's really important. You know, Mark 1, verse 35, and I wish this wasn't in the Bible, but it says very, very early in the morning. Very early. Very early in the morning. Why? Why it was still dark. Jesus got up, left the house, and went to a solitary place where he prayed. And I was thinking about this, you know, in the context of the life of Jesus. Now, the moment that he got up and he started to walk out the front door, people were hassling him. People were with him. It was constant busyness for him. There was no time to take stock, or just in one sense, I think, just to be alone and gather his thoughts together. Demands from the disciples around him, demands from people. He would walk into a situation and people would be asking him to pray or cast out a demon or give me wisdom about a situation. It was constant. But Jesus had a secret. He knew that he needed to get time alone with his Father. Why? Because he needed to hear his Father's voice speaking to him. What difference did that make? He got strength. He got encouragement. He got courage for the day ahead. That's what hearing God speak to us does. And it was also to maintain that connection with the Father that was going to help him stay strong and be a blessing to others. So, you know, a normal day for Jesus, giving out, praying for people, healing people, challenging people, correcting people, blessing people. There was a lot that he was doing. But he knew the power of drawing aside to hear his Father speaking. You know, develop an expectancy for God to speak to you. Oh, God never speaks to me. I don't know how, you know, he speaks to others. Me, I haven't heard him. You know, if you come with that attitude, it's like, is God going to speak? The thing is that John 10, verse 27 says, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me and I give them eternal life. It's not a proud thing to say God can speak to me. That is actually a natural thing that we can, and a normal thing, and it's something that we as Christians should expect. It's not a presumptuous thing to say actually, I can hear the voice of God. I want to hear the voice of God, because that is actually how we were designed. That's what the Bible says. My sheep will hear my voice. And we're the sheep. Is that true? It's true. It's not like we're being proud or presumptuous. We are actually, this is how we were created. And it doesn't say there that they may hear or they could hear. It says they will hear. My sheep will hear. Not they could, not they might, that if they're really good on a particular day. Guys, we know this, don't we? This is very basic and simple. Yet actually, what are we applying? And you might say, actually, it's how do I hear the voice of God? It's not always easy. Well, sometimes it's a journey, and that's why you've got leaders in the church to help you if you're stuck. Sometimes it just takes a moment just to be quiet and to recognize. You know, Samuel, the boy Samuel had been in the temple all of his life, and he heard the voice, but you know what? He didn't recognize what the voice. He had to go to Eli and say, "Actually, I'm hearing. Is that you?" And you know, sometimes we can be even Christians for a long time and not recognize the voice of God speaking to us. Yeah, and sometimes, you know, that is why God puts leaders, other Christians, more mature Christians around us, so that they can actually say, actually, that's God speaking. That's God. Really? Wow, and wow, that's amazing. But hearing God's voice is so important. I think the primary reason so many Christians struggle to hear God's voice is that they're too quick to leave that quiet place, rushing on. And I know we're all busy. I know that life is manic. We've got children. Don't you realize what I'm going through? Family, business, work, this, that. But you know, actually hearing or taking time to pray and hearing God's voice is nothing to do about time. Because I know what it's like. I can go on holiday, and you all know it as well. You can go on holiday, have nothing to do. You can have that 12 hours ahead of you. Nothing to do. You're lying on that lounger in the sun. Nothing. And do you pray? Maybe you say, well, I'm on holiday, so I'm not going to pray. You understand what I mean. You all understand what I mean. So it's nothing to do with having time, because you will prioritize and make time for what you see is important. And one of the most beautiful, life-giving, encouraging is this two-way conversation in friendship. I'm praying to God, but it says, let your words be few. So say a few words and then zip it. And listen to the Father speaking words of love, of direction. Speaking words that are going to build you up. Speaking words that speak against the negativity of the world or the situation you're going through, or even your own thoughts. You know, our spiritual growth depends on us hearing the voice of God and us responding to what he tells us to do. And I'm going to just wrap up in a couple of minutes. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. And so what is prayer? Prayer isn't just talking, but prayer is also hearing and listening. So pray without ceasing. I think this is great encouragement for us to pray, but to be listening all the time. So when as you're walking around, it's not just you and your own thoughts. It's now me. I'm going to go into the world on Monday morning, or not this Monday because it's bank holiday, but on Tuesday, or when you get back into the office. You know, it's just not me going into the office and just the normal just grind and just busyness of. No, it's me going in there now, and I.
and I'm going in there talking, praying, listening, hearing. I'm going to go in there with a different attitude. I'm going to go in there with my best friend. I love going into schools and doing assemblies. And I love to tell the kids that Jesus can be their best friend. So I think in some we need to rediscover what it is to have this relationship, this friendship, this simple relationship with God. And I don't know about you, but I love Radio 4. Yeah, wow. What's going on? I have learned so much about ladies from Woman's Hour. There is not a lot that I, you know, sometimes I'll have the radio on in the background, and there's just, I can hear it going on, and then something will, somebody will say something or an article or a program that I'm really interested will come in, and my attention is drawn to tune in. And I was thinking about that with prayer. You know, it's that, you know, we're going around every day, and it's not that let's not exclude the voice of God speak. So let that be kind of just going on there. But there may be times where that's going on, and then the Father will speak to us. Can you call this person? Or actually, that decision that you're going to make, that's the wrong thing. Or actually, you shouldn't be doing that. You know, and we're kind of tuning in, if that makes sense. We need to tune in constantly to the voice of God. And just to finish, then 1 Corinthians 14 verse 26 says that, then what shall we say, brothers and sisters? When you come together, each of you has a hymn, a word of instruction, a revelation, a tongue, an interpretation. Everything must be done so that the church may be built up. And I think just before that, it also says that as believers, we create an atmosphere. So when unbelievers come in, they say, well, God's amongst you. But as I was thinking about this, hearing God speak so that we come with something to give. When you come together, each of you has a hymn, a word, an instruction, a revelation, a tongue, an interpretation. How beautiful would it be that we, in our quiet time or our loud time, whatever that is, that we've taken time to be quiet, to hear God speak to us. So he says, on Sunday, when you meet together, would you bring that psalm? Would you bring that revelation? Would you bring that tongue? Would you bring that encouragement? When we get together, I mean, it's like popcorns. It's like God breaking out. But, you know, that comes from taking time and listening and hearing from God. But this is how he works. And I was just saying, it doesn't matter if you've been a Christian 50, 60 years, or you've been a Christian 60 minutes, every single one of you here can hear the voice of God, and every single one of you can contribute. It doesn't say that you need to be a believer, gone through Bible school, gone through this and gone through that. You've gone through a probationary period of 25 years before you can bring something or contribute in church. It says no. This is what believers do. They hear God speak and they contribute. They come with something, and because they've heard from God. So whether you are young in age or young spiritually, if you're here and you're young, guys, you have a part to play here in the church. You can contribute. You can bring your gift. You can bring who you are. You can encourage somebody. If you are young spiritually and not been a Christian a long time, you can contribute. We need you. The church needs you. We're in a family. One another need. We need to encourage each other. You can contribute and be part of seeing the outworking of hearing God taking place in the church. So whoever you are, you have a part to play. God wants, you are created and designed to have a relation. My sheep hear my voice. You're created to hear his voice. So as we go into this next week, as I said, let's not let this just be another message. Steve did a 4 out of 10. And then we're just going to move on. I wonder what's going to happen next week. I mean, there might be even a better, Danny might be preaching, or Ade might be preaching, or Alex, or, you know, this is something that is just practical. It's practical. Take time to stop talking and to hear God speak. And you know what? I think God will release encouragement, strength. You'll be able to actually even, you know, just share with one another what he's been speaking to us. So, and can I just, you know, meditate and just dig into what I've been talking about friendship with God. So easy to see God as this, you know, untouchable, unknowable, in one sense. But actually, he really wants to walk with me, be with me every moment of every day. I can talk with him, pray about everything. This is coming from a basic of relationship and friendship. And you know, as I say, it's and the more that you do, you know what happens? The more you pray, the more you spend time together. What happens? The closer the, you know, if I don't see somebody for 2 years, it's, you know, it takes a while to get back into. If I'm seeing somebody every week, you know, I'm spending time with them. I'm talking with them. The relationship is strong, and same with God. So take time to stop, hear God speak, and also just look into, dive into, explore actually what does it mean again to develop that friendship with God that he's talking about. So can I pray for you? Yeah.